obviously devastated. Country's lost a very fine Prime Minister, a man who won a resounding election victory in 2013 and has since then achieved pretty much everything he promised the Australian people he would achieve. So, he had every right to expect that he would see out a full term, but unfortunately that hasn't been what's occurred.
Have you spoken to him?
I haven't had a chance. I've tried. I'm sure, I've been kind of inundated with people offering sympathy and well wishes for him and the family. So I'm sure he's been inundated with hundreds of people doing exactly the same thing. You know, there's no doubt that there is a huge amount of support in the community for Tony and in the party for Tony. But at the end of the day, there was a vote in the party room, and Malcolm Turnbull won it.
He won't mind me telling this story, but I was with him the day before he got he won the election in 2013, and I said to him, and I was calling him Tony then, this before he got the job, and I said, "How are you feeling?" And he said, "It's an amazing thing when you've worked your whole life to get one job and you're about to get it. It feels kind of funny." And we just had a moment and talked about it. And I was thinking about that a lot today, because he has worked his whole life for it. It is something that he really wanted.
Oh, of course he has. He's worked tirelessly. He's been an absolutely dedicated servant of the Australian people. He has always put the Australian people and the country first, above himself, and he has striven to do what he believed was right for the country.
Christine, you would have seen this coming, though, wouldn't you? This has been there's been a lot of talk about, particularly Malcolm Turnbull, the polls, Tony Abbott not able to get traction. This is not a total surprise, is it? Were you just waiting there and watching and just praying that it wouldn't turn out like this?
Of course. And, at the end of the day, I was surprised because, it was my feeling that a lot of it was media beat up. And I thought that at the end of the day that the party wouldn't go down the path that we'd seen from Labor. I thought that the Liberal Party would desist from that. But that's not what occurred at the end. So, I was surprised. And again, as I said before, I regard the fact that Tony had achieved most of the things that he promised to achieve, he had every expectation, and I had every expectation that he would see out a term.
The concern had been that he wasn't able to sell it, wasn't able to communicate what the government had on its side, and to be a good salesman. You're obviously coming from a very biased point of view, but do you think that it's something that let him down, that he was a bad communicator?
No, I don't. I don't think so. I think Tony, anyone who's met Tony knows that he's a terrific communicator. He said today that his government wasn't perfect, but it was still doing a damn fine job. It's my view that he should still be there to fight the next election, and I very firmly think that he would have been able to turn the polls around. Sadly, though, for all of us, I think he's not going to get that opportunity.
Well, as a member of the Liberal Party, how do you feel about the way the party has behaved? I mean, this is the new way we pick prime ministers. No blood in the street, no election. Just a couple of meetings, and then the party room gets together, and she's over.
Well, as Tony said, I think in the past that the people will hire the Prime Minister, the people should fire the Prime Minister, and I firmly believe that's how it should be. But it seems to be a symptom of modern politics that's not what happens these days. That's not what happens in the Labor Party, and now it's not what happened in the Liberal Party. And I think that's a matter of regret. And I think there will be a lot of people that aren't out in the community that feel a bit ripped off by that.
Would it bring about a tirade of swearing if I were to ask you what you think of Malcolm Turnbull today?
No, not at all. Look, we all know
because
that,
I should say, feel free. We can't dump you if needs be
on national radio. Yes. No, it's look, you know, Malcolm's a colleague, a Liberal Party colleague. He and my electorates overlap in Potts Point. Mm. So, you know, we've worked together in the past. He's been very supportive of my campaigns in the past, and I'm sure that he and I will work together in the future. You know, he is the leader of the party now. He's been chosen by the party room. We will work together and hopefully the Liberal government will be returned resoundingly again in 2016.
I don't want to cheapen it or make it too personal for you, but you will get the chance to speak to your brother soon and to be with him. What would you want to tell him? What would be the key message?
The key message from me would be that we are immensely proud of what he's achieved. And that he should be immensely proud of what he's achieved, and that he's done a terrific job in bringing the Liberals back to government in 2013, and in putting the Liberal coalition government back on the right path. So that will be what I will say to him. And he's my brother. I love him. And, you know, I want him to enjoy every success and happiness in life.
What do you think? I wouldn't hold you to this. What do you think he's going to do? What do you think he would? What's he interested in doing from this point on?
Look, I wouldn't want to speculate.
No,
it's
a toughie, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he hasn't given any indication, and I wouldn't want to speculate. I'm sure he'll consider that over time.
Yeah. No, I'm just interested. I mean, he's obviously as a former prime minister, and as he's got a lot of talent, and he has a lot to give.
Huge talent, a hugely talented man, and a great intellect. You know. He really is, and you know, whatever he turns his hand to in life, he will make an enormous contribution. He already has. I mean, gosh, he can rest on his laurels, really. Not many people. 28 now, 29 prime ministers of Australia. That's not an honour that is bestowed on many. And to achieve it, you have to be exceptionally good, and he is.
Christine, thank you very much for the chat. But it's a brutal game, isn't it? It's a brutal,
sure
brutal game.
Yeah, sure is.